All right, let's kick this off. This is the first episode of Mike M's Preview Spotlight. And I decided to do this instead of submitting clips to another podcast because I was taking too much time. So I am going to do my own thing as a supplement. So I encourage you to go to the comic book page and listen to the Preview Spotlight, and then come back over here and listen to my Preview Spotlight. Some of it will be redundant, but I'm highlighting some of the things that I'm extremely excited for. For instance, I am really excited for this very expensive $7.99 cover, but it's 72 pages, Wolverine number one. Finally, it's been a long haul for him to get his own title back. We had the death of Wolverine, and then, he's been appearing here and there and in X-Men, and now he finally comes back in his own title. And the team we got is Benjamin Percy, who's killing it in X-Force. And he wrote Green Arrow in the New 52 and some other things at DC that were really good. He's a very talented writer. And we have Adam Kubert and Viktor Bogdanovic on art. So there might be two artists. In other words, maybe one's doing a flashback scene, maybe one's doing current stuff. You got lots of variant covers. The cover that the standard is Adam Kubert. The variant is Alex Ross. That's the one I'll get. Like, I'll get it if it's not an incentive cover. But there are a slew of covers. There's a Hidden Gem by Jim Lee, a sketch by Jim Lee, a Virgin Alex Ross. I hope that's the expensive one, and then the other Alex Ross is just cover price. But there's an RB Silver. I mean, Silver. Silva. What the hell am I talking about? There is some really cool stuff. There's an Adamantium variant cover also available. I can't imagine what kind of cover that is, but that would be really cool. There's a die cut variant by Chip Kidd. And Chip Kidd did a lot of like pop art. He did a lot of Convergence cover Bs. And then it's very Wolverine centric in the facsimile editions. You can get the Claremont Miller number one mini series, which is absolutely fantastic, which I own, and the Claremont ongoing facsimile edition. It's a hard word to say. There's an X-Men Fantastic Four that I'm looking for from Chip Zdarsky and Terry Dodson. I think this is going to be a nice story. And it says the seeds were planted in House of X. And it will be interesting to see how it plays out in, like the whole thing that's happening on Krakoa and how they can revive life, how the Fantastic Four is going to react to that. So I'm really looking forward to that. Another thing I'm looking forward to because Hickman's involved, and plus it has Emma Frost. I absolutely love Emma Frost. She's one of my favorite X-Men and villain. She kind of goes on both sides. But Hickman is doing the writing and Russell Dodderman on art and cover. And that's going to be giant size X-Men, Jean Grey and Emma Frost. One shot. I think it's going to be a must buy. And I'm only going to spotlight, like, I buy almost all of the Marvel stuff. I'm only going to spotlight the things that I'm getting that are new. And we got Falcon and Winter Soldier, number one. I think they're doing this. It's a mini series because the TV show that's coming to Disney Plus, and they want to get these two characters together, especially after the aftermath of the movie, the Infinity War movie. This is going to be a $3.99 5-issue miniseries. This is first issue number one, and they show you some interiors. The interiors really look good. I like them by Federico Vicenti v Vicentini. There's actually a lot of there's like four preview pages in there. Ant-Man is going to have another miniseries. Which I'm aboard, depending on the Ant-Man. I mean, there's been a lot of them. There's been Scott Lang, there's been Hank Pym. What was that guy's name that was the irredeemable Ant-Man? I can't remember his name. There's been females. This is one that's interesting because I like Scott Lang, and it might have his daughter. It has his daughter in it. Zeb Wells and Dylan Bennett. And I'm looking forward to that one. That one's going to be a mini series as well, but I'm on board just because I really like the character. Let's see what else we have in this previews. Nebula number one, by Vita Ayala and Claire Rowe. I'm into the Guardians of the Galaxy, and Nebula is one of those characters that I'm on board for, so I will buy this series. And I've liked Vita Ayala's work, so I'm pretty confident that I'm gonna enjoy that. Let's see what else we got. There's a lot of stuff in this. Marvel's just publishing book after book after book. True Believers Month, focusing on Iron Man. I'm falling in love with these things. I like the theme of the True Believers, even though I own most of it. Like, there's a Pepper Potts first edition. I don't own her first appearance, so that'll be one I should pick up. There's a Machine Man, which I own. There's a one on Wolverine 37. I believe I own it. So I would be double dipping there. And then Avengers 162, which I believe I own, and Iron Man. But you know what makes these like really fun? Like I experimented with these with the latest Annihilation True Believers, and it was fun just to re get the stack of five and just read through every one of them. And even though I owned all of them, just to reread it and just refresh. They don't put out like these series for comics that weren't good. They put them out for the ones that were good and that you spotlight. And it's just a fun reread to revisit series like that. So I think I'm on board for that. And then I'm on this 2020 just because I'm on the Iron Man 2020. And there's some tie-ins. There's the Machine Man, which I'm going to get by Christos Gage and Tom DeFalco. Let me tell you about Ron Franz and Tom DeFalco. I never really, like, I've always enjoyed their work, but it wasn't until an eBay purchase about 20 years ago, I think, where I bought a full run of Spider-Girl. And it was by the creators, and I just, like, fell in love with it. And then later on, I read an Epic Collection with their Thor run. And I had been reading their stuff because they've done so many things, you know, in Spider-Man. They did stuff with the actual, you know, black suit before McFarlane came, or was it might have been after McFarlane came, but it was just no, it was before McFarlane came because it was right after Secret Wars. But Tom DeFalco has become a top five writer for me, and Ron Frenz, even though he's not involved with this, he has become a top five artist for me. I just adore them. And Sight Comics has been doing a lot with Ron Frenz. The only thing I don't like about Sight Comics, I love everything about them except their model. Their model is you have to find a comic store that will order copies, enough copies to get them printed. And they call them binge books. Because they're designed to be digital purchases. So you buy them digitally, and you get like, it takes like three installments to make one binge book. And I like the concept. It's kind of like TKO. It's kind of like you have to do, but like TKO, you can go directly to the source and say, TKO, I want to buy these from you. At the other ones, at Sight Comics, you kind of have to have a comic book store to do it. And luckily, Cowabunga Comics is the place to go. So if you want to try these, like Blue Bear and stuff, you really need to go to Sight Comics and check it out. Sorry. There's a Marvel Voices number one, and there's a 2024 Swerks. I don't know what to think about that, but it's Matthew Rosenberger, so it should be pretty good. I did not read Force Works when it came out. However, I think I have a full run of it. Like, I recently purchased it, I just haven't got into it. Matter of fact, let's check Comic Base 2020, new edition, and let's see if I have a full run of Force Works, because I am really curious now. So let's dig in. I do. I just don't have a special cover on number five. I don't know what makes it special because I'm zooming in on it, but oh, it looks like it's pink, like the logo's pink. It's like the deluxe versus the newsstand. That's what it is. So I do own a full run of that. That's good. It says I own book one too, which is interesting. I didn't know there wasn't like an Epic collection for it, but it's got like 1 through 15. It says I own it, which is, God, I should go find this trade and read it. It's crazy. Yeah, well, Marvel Voices, I don't know what it is. Its description is Marvel's acclaimed podcast series focused on telling stories of diverse creators and their unique perspectives becomes a one-shot of brand new adventures. It's got some X-Men, Killmonger, Moon Girl, and Devil Dinosaur. So, I don't know. I'm curious, just speculation-wise. Got a bunch more series. Gwen Stacy, number one. I'll tell you one thing. The Amazing Mary Jane is so much fun. It's like looking at the inside of how movies and stuff are done, you know? I don't want to give away who the director is because it's a major character, but he's masking as another character and he's making a movie with Mary Jane where he's making a movie about Mysterio. And they're having funding problems and just all the logistics of making a film, and it's just like a fun thing to do. It really is a fun comic. And now they're doing Gwen Stacy, written by Christos Gage, with Todd Narc art, and that's a great team. The cover is by Adam Hughes. There's a bunch of variants. And depending on the prices, I might look at some of those, but I think some of them are going to be quite expensive, especially the J. Scott Campbell. What else do we got that's brand new, that's worth highlighting? And yeah, you hear me turn the pages and stuff. I'm so informal, but I hope you enjoy the journey as I go through these, because I enjoy it, and I'm going to place my order very soon. Because I have to pace it before Christmas and get all my ducks in a row for what I'm going to order. And there's a Marvel Avengers Hulk in there. It's like a video game tie, and I haven't been going for those. But there is a Fantastic Four Grim Noir, and this is a $4.99 one shot. Looks like it might be black and white. It has a great team. Jerry Duggan writing and Ron Gardner. This might be my like secret pick of the month because I adore Ben Grimm. Like, he is the heart and soul of the Fantastic Four. And now, and I love crime noir. So you put that two in front of me. And then an Eduardo Russo cover. Oh my goodness. I don't know what to get. But I think I'm going to go with the standard one because it's absolutely beautiful. I do want to point out a comic book, and I hope this isn't the last issue, but it's something that surprised the hell out of me. And issue 6 is in this issue, and I hope it goes beyond it. I'm skeptical just because nobody I hear is talking about it. I'm sure the sales numbers are below 20K. I don't know where they'd be. Maybe they're below 10. I don't know. But it's Black Panther and the Agents of Wakanda. It is like a team he assembles, and he goes on these crazy adventures because they're like filling in for S.H.I.E.L.D. as a world protector, and I dig it. And the team kind of rotates, but like it starts off with like Gorilla Man, a Brood Doctor I've never even seen before. Nemesis is in the list, but we haven't seen him. American Eagle, but we haven't seen him yet. It's just crazy. Man-Wolf, which I absolutely love. I don't know how he can be on this group and also be a guard in Ravencroft, but that's one of those things they let the C-list characters kind of the editors let through fall through the cracks. But they could be happening at a different time because Carnage, that the Absolute Carnage series did happen kind of like in its own continuity. I mean, it's in continuity of the characters and everything, but timeline-wise, you don't know really when it appears because it's not like a entire Marvel event. It's like we're gonna take the Venom universe, some of the Spider-Man books, put a bunch of one-shots around it, and make an event. There is a Spirits of Ghost Rider, Mother of Demons, number one. And that's going to be a one shot. These one shots have been really good. The cover for this looks fantastic by a Stephanie Hans. I don't know who she is, but it is a beautiful cover. And it might be spotlighting another character. Oh, it's her kin call her mama while men curse her name Lilith. It looks like a interpretation of Lilith, but she looks different. Shall call her Queen, so maybe this is a first appearance. I would get it if that's the case. There's also a classified character that could be showing up in Ghost Rider for you speculators. There's lots of stuff happening. There's a Secret Avengers numbers, Savage Avengers number zero. Those people that like the zero issues. Lots of good stuff. Strike Force, it's a fun team. It really is. Some of the great books are with these obscure teams because they can get away with murder because the character isn't used everywhere. And of course, there's my Arrow and Swordmaster, who I think are short for this world, but I am loving them both. They're absolutely fantastic. Yep. I don't. Oh, there's a new Conan book. Conan Battle for the Serpent Crown. Done deal. It looks to be a lot of fun. He's busting up a craps table on a variant cover, so could happen in present time. And it's dealing with Mephisto. The team is Saladin Ahmad and Luke Ross. Looks like a solid team. Dark Agnes, done deal. Becky Cloonan, fantastic writer. Luca Pizzari on art. Stephanie Hans. This cover art by Stephanie Hans, I don't know where she's coming from, but she looks great. And there's a variant by Becky Cloonan, which is also great. What else is going on? Star Wars and the Empire Strikes Back years, which is my favorite movie, favorite time. Good time. And let's look at some Marvel items. And one of the things that I want to spotlight is the Adventure into Fear omnibus that collects 1 through 31 of Adventures into Fear, which most of the stuff that was really important in Adventures into Fear was Man-Thing and Morbius. There's all kinds of other stuff. Morbius the Living Vampire and Man-Thing were the main thing, which makes it interesting because there's already an omnibus for Man-Thing, and there's already been an omnibus solicited for Morbius, but it's the entire collection of this series collected in one. It is pretty cool. I'm gonna only spotlight the ones that I'm going to be getting, and that's one for sure. If you're into Dawn of X, that's available. The Annihilation books are going to be available. Some of you guys like to read, one story in one. I'm sure there's some epic collections in here that I'm going to really want. And that's towards the back usually. Let's see what we have. They are collecting Wolverine, the Daughter of Wolverine, which is in that Marvel Comics Presents. That book blew up. One thing I want to point out is don't, even though this issue only ran 5 issues, Future Foundation is by Jeremy Whitley is really a good read. You're in for a quite the adventure if you pick that up. That's fantastic. The next one that I'm going to buy is Captain America Blood and Glory Trade Paperback Volume 18. This is featuring Captain America 398 through 410 and Punisher Captain America Blood and Glory. This is mostly Mark Grenwald, DJ Chichester, and Margaret Clark. Penciled by Rick Levens, Larry Alexander, Kevin Kobiesk, and Klaus Janson. So art team wise during this time it's very unusual. Mark Grenwald, definitely the premier Captain America writer in my opinion, and DJ Chichester, I know him from Daredevil and Terror Incorporated. Excalibur Epic Collection, Curiouser and Curiouser, Volume 4. I am looking forward to diving into the Excalibur because that's one of the ones I skipped. And I skipped it because I didn't like it at the time. But I'm sure that things have changed. I'm older and wiser and probably would enjoy it more. Wolverine Epic Collection. Oh, by the way, that Excalibur collects 42 through 58, Excalibur XX Crossing, and Marvel Comics Presents 110. We then have the Wolverine Epic Collection, Volume 6, called Inner Fury. It collects Wolverine 69 through 75, Wolverine Inner Fury Killing, and Global Jeopardy, Sabretooth 1 through 4. It's interesting that it's including Sabretooth, I think, and X-Men number 25. Nice, solid. Larry Hama, DJ Chichester, John Ray Reber, Peter David, and Fabian Nicieza. Got on art, Dwayne Turner, Jim Fern, Adam Kubert, Bill Sienkiewicz, and Kent Williams. And on the Excalibur, it's Alan Davis, Scott Lobdell, and Barry Dutter. Interesting. I just bought some comics from Barry Dutter. I didn't know he wrote some of that. Penciled by Alan Davis, Doug Braithwaite, Will Simpson, James Frey, and Joe Madureira. Could be cool. And I think that's it for the collected editions. Got 4 of them for me. And then, excuse me, I gotta go get another book. We're gonna get the DC book. Go over the DC, some of those spotlights, and then talk about some more independence. So hopefully you're gonna stick around for some more discussion. Also, I'm gonna walk and get some water because I've been talking a lot, and I need to wet the whistle, which makes for great podcasting, but I'm informal, I don't care. Hit the whistle there. All right, let's dig into DC. This one, I never read the solicits because I just buy everything. But the things I want to spotlight is Flash 750. They're doing that like they did with the Wonder Woman. And I want to spotlight how many covers. You got your standard cover by Howard Porter. You have the 1940s variant by Nicola Scott, 1950s by Gary Frank, Nick Darrington doing the 1960s Flash, Jose Luis Garcia Lopez doing 1970s, Gabriel Del Toro doing 1980, Francesco Mentina doing 1990, 2000s are Jim Lee and Scott Williams, and 2010s is Francis Manapul. It's a $7.99 book, featuring a lot of writers like Joshua Williamson, Jeff Johns, Michael Morricki, Marv Wolfman, and Francis Manapul. Art is by Rafael Sandoval, Jordi Tarragona, Scott Collins, one of the premier Flash artists, Stefan Stegovia, David Marquez, Brian Hitch, Francis Manapul, Riley Rossimo, and others. It's going to be interesting, and it's going back to legacy numbering, so we'll see how long that lasts. My guess, not too long. Not because hardcore fans don't want to see 700 and go to 1,000. It's because fans like shiny new number ones. They do. A matter of fact, that's what I'm covering here. There's going to be a nice one shot. This is a must buy for Batman fans. Batman Pennyworth, Rest in Peace by James Tynion and Peter Tomasi, Eddie Burroughs. It's featuring a lot of, what came out of the death of Alfred. He won't stay dead, let's be honest. Amy Reeder is doing Amethyst. This ought to be fantastic because she's writing and drawing and has art by Stephanie Hans. I think she's an up-and-coming cover artist that people really ought to look at. It's a $3.99 book. It has a cover stock, a card stock cover for $4.99. And Amy Reeder did a fantastic job with Madame Xanadu and the Vertigo, and she's doing it here. She didn't write Madame Xanadu; that was Matt Wagner. But here she's doing it all. She did write Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, so she's doing a lot more writing chores. It is coming from the Wonder Comics imprint, the Bendis imprint. So check that out. Another must buy is a Tom Taylor book. Tom Taylor. Anything he touches is pretty much gold. I mean, he just has a really good foundation for the characters, and often he plays in worlds that don't exist in continuity, like Deceased World or the video game world, and that's where he thrives. But he pokes around, like with All New Wolverine and Weapon X and all kinds of different things. X-23 is what I meant to say. He pokes around in the continuity. He just likes to do his own thing. And this one is going to be a must buy. It's a mini series. And I wonder how many issues it is. It doesn't say. At least I can't see it. But this is going to be definite must buy, focusing on the villains. We got one of those 9.99 books. These are nice. They look like card covers, but they're glossy. These are Crimes of Passion. These ones they put out, these 80-page giants every now and then. It's like a quarterly thing. They're different topics. This is DC Crimes of Passion, featuring James Tynion, Steve Orlando, Sina Grace, Jay Burchell, Stephanie Phillips, and others. Artists by Greg Smallwood, Riley Rossimo, Andy Tong, Mike Norton, Anthony Spey, and many others. Cover by Yasmin Putri. Looks to be like a Valentine's Day type book. The cover is pretty amazing by Yasmin Putri. It has Nightwing and Catwoman together holding their arms, and Batman's looking like, "What the fuck?" So that's there. You got Green Lantern Season 2, number 1. This is a must buy because of Lee and Sharp. I just adore his layouts and stuff in this book. They're Eisner Award winning. They're just fantastic. The Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey. This is a black label from Amanda Connor and Jimmy Palmiotti with Amanda Carter art. And I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic. It seems to be closer to the movie than continuity, so I don't know how it's going to exist, but it's a Black Label book where I don't know what the rules get applied to Black Label, but it should be interesting. Leviathan Dawn is a one-shot, the Brian Michael Bendis event Leviathan. This is a book to buy if you're into that. The facsimile editions are Flash 123, The Flash of Two Worlds. I actually own that. It was an expensive book, but well, it happened at the right time and at the right discount. We got Green Lantern number one. I had a chance to buy this about 5 years ago, and I turned it down. And some guy I remember working at Radio Shack came in the next day and bought it. I swear, if it was there the next week, I would have swiped it up. One of those regrets that I have, because it was a very nice copy. It was a great discount because I was at this like high level discount because of what I was buying, and I missed out on it. But now maybe I could stick this in my box and pretend it really is Green Lantern number one. The 100-page giants I absolutely adore. My favorite being Swamp Thing. I wish this character would have an ongoing, but I'm perfectly happy having the two unique stories and then reprints of the other stories, usually featuring Zatanna and Constantine and Swamp Thing. Absolutely adore that book. We got Batman Giant. I haven't read the first one yet. Crisis on Infinite Earths number two, which hasn't come out on the comic shop, but it has come out at Walmart. I've seen pictures of it. The Flash Giant number three and Wonder Woman Giant number three. If I had to quit comics, like physical media, because of finances, what I would do is I'd get a DC Universe online, which I have. It's like watch the TV shows and read the comics, and then just a year later, I'd be just a year behind, which isn't really a big deal to me, other than I have to read digital. I just don't like it. I'm on a computer all damn day, and just don't like it. I don't like the lighting of it. I don't like the convenience of it. I like the physical media. And if I had to reduce it, maybe the physical media could just be in these giants and I could just enjoy these giants, because for $4.99 and 96 pages of comic, absolutely, they call them 100 page because they count the cover, the back cover, the inside cover, and back. It's just amazing. Plunge number one, I'm all in on this Black Label by Joe Hill, Sturt Immonen. This is the second Joe Hill book. The other ones are written by other people. Should be awesome with a variant cover by Gary Frank. That looks cool. The only one that I've read so far is the very first one, and I thought it was a 5 out of 5 book, Basket of Heads. That was amazing on so many levels. It read like a screenplay. I need to get into the other ones. Absolutely adored it. Superman Villains, that's a must buy. If you're up into the all the stuff that's happening with the Year of the Villain and you know how Luthor's running it, this is a book to buy. And it's focusing on, you know, Clark Kent revealing his identity, 'cause it shows Luthor pulling the glasses off of, you know, Clark Kent. Let's see what else we have. It looks like we're into other books. The only one I want to spotlight is Aqua Baby is being born in Aquaman 57. This could be a really big deal. If any of you know the history of Aquaman, Mera and Aquaman in the Silver Age, they Silver Age slash Bronze Age, they lost their child. Black Manta killed their child for revenge, and it was tragic. It's a really tragic story. You know, Mera needed Ollie there, and he lost it. Like Ollie's like, I lost my child. You know, the loss of a child could hurt in so many ways that you forget what's happening right in front of you. Like Mera needed him, and he couldn't deal with it. He was one of those guys that just want ha went out ape shit. Wanted revenge, but hopefully this time They will have a healthy baby, and that healthy baby will be with us for many years to come. I think it's a big deal. I think you should check it out on page 20, Aquaman 57 by Kelly Sue DeConnick, Robson Rocha, and Daniel Henrique. Should be good. So I'm just skimming through the other books. I'm buying all of them again. A variant cover by Ian McDonald on the Catwoman looks beautiful. I might have to do a cardstock even though I don't want to. The finale to Flash Forward, it could be groundbreaking, and there could be some surprise endings that they say will leave you speechless. So if you speculators, it might be worth checking this out for $3.99, because who knows where it could lead us, you know, if it really is a big deal. Probably won't be, but it could be. What else do we got? I want to point out Inferior 5 because nobody's reading this. It's the final issue. I adore it. It's a 5 out of 5. I absolutely love it. It was supposed to be 12 issues. I have no idea how they're going to wrap that sucker up. It perplexes me. It's like the great 10 and 8 issues instead of the 10 issues it was supposed to be. Sad when that happens. There's a anti-hero young adult book. This looks like an original character and first appearance. I even though it's a teenage book, well, actually it's a novel for kids. I think people should buy it. This could be a first appearance and it could be a big deal, just like the Harlequin was a big deal in the animated comic. This could be a big deal here. Lost Carnival, a Dick Grayson graphic novel. Another good issue that you should check out. And then we're gonna get into collected editions. The one that I'm think is an absolute buy is Batman Alfred Pennyworth. I love these spotlights on characters. I think they're amazing. The Batman Asylum that focused on all the villains. It's so awesome because like somebody's actually going through all the stories with these characters and picking ones that are the best. The fact they're doing Alfred, I'm really curious to pick see what the ones they pick and dig in because he's in a lot of comics. And I the ones they pick are quite the list and I'm not going to go through them all. But I really think it's worth your attention. The other one that I know I'm going to definitely buy is Justice League of America, a celebration of 60 years. This is another one of those things where the editor grabs the best of the Justice League stories and I'm excited for this because again they like go through all the years and decades of comics and they try to pick what's best and to have it in one compilation, absolutely amazing. Page 90 of the DC supplement. I'm going to be getting Tales of the Batman Marv Wolfman hardcover. I do own all these in singles, but it's worth it just to have it, and I like these Tales of the Batman that focus on creators. I think they're a lot of fun. And again, with the same theme, Wonder Woman, the Cheetah trade paperback featuring the best stories of the Cheetah, and it's only $19.99 for 216 pages that goes all the way from the very creation of 1943. Like stories from 1943 all the way to 2016. What a hell of a collection. Spotlighting a villain. I think it's worth it. I think you should dig in and find out more about Cheetah before that movie comes out. So that leaves me through that. Now we're gonna wail through the DC, the actual previews, and I think because it's so big, I might do it another time. But no, let's screw it. Let's just rally through this. Savage Dragon 250. I absolutely adore Eric Larson. I am gonna be picking this up. I don't know if I'll be getting all the covers. It's a $9.99 for 100 pages. But I definitely will be picking up the Eric Larson cover for sure. And I'm thinking about the cover B, Frank Choi, and the Rob Liefeld one, just because I'm a fan, even though he sometimes frustrates me. But that's a spotlight for me. Image. I am going to probably get On the Stump by Chuck Brown, and Prezi is the art with the cover B by Samford Green. This is a story that takes place in 1868, and it's about politics and how they would get into these fights before an election. It looks interesting, and I wonder if it has any kind of historical reference. I'd have to go Google or figure it out. There's a interesting book called Tartarus, and I probably would have skipped out on it, but it said a new adventure with all the sci-fi elements of Breaking Bad, which I love, set on Mos Eisley. That sold me. And then I looked at the preview pages, and I adored the art style. That's Jack T. Cole. So looking forward to that. It is a unique art style. Make sure you look at these pages or Google these pages before you buy it if you're really picky on art, because it is very stylistic. And then we just get into the regular issues, and I get quite a few of those. Going into the Dark Horse, I am gonna get Predator Hunters 3, number 1 through 4. Definitely get that by Chris Warner and Brian Thies. It just starting to get into this world. I never got into the Aliens Predator until recently. I'm all in with Matt Kent. I think I own every one of his pieces, every one of his books. I at least go to the Comic Cons and see him all the time, and I look at everything he has at his table and I say, own that, own that, own that, own that, own it. I even have a bookshelf that's a Matt Kent bookshelf. So this is Bang, and the best of, it's a secret agent thing, and one of my favorite Matt Kent stories is Super Spy. That's what introduced me to Matt Kent. I met him at a con. I didn't know who he was. I bought Super Spy, and literally the book was put together by like crap, because it was the glue was falling onto my chest, and I was having an allergic reaction, and my chest was getting itchy because I was having an itchy reaction to the glue that was falling off from the binding, and I couldn't put the book down. That's how good it was, is I was gonna break out in hives, and I still read it. I like Matt Kent's stuff a lot. I'm gonna get Tomorrow by Peter Milligan and Jesus Hervas. It just looks amazing. It's a shocking new sci-fi horror series. A Russian computer virus has jumped the species barrier and wiped out most of the adult population, leaving the world precariously in the hands of the next generation. It looks pretty amazing, and the art pages sold me. I'm a Peter Milligan fan. It should be good. And then from American Vampires, Raphael Albuquerque, he's drawing Hidden Society, a 4-issue miniseries. Looks to be a really cool wizard type magic series where they're hidden from public eyes, but there's secret societies and such. I'm looking forward to it. Google it if you want to find out more about these things, because I just don't have time. In the future, I'm going to be probably doing like an all previews, and then I'll probably be doing a here's the previews, things I really adore and spend a lot of time on them, like a half hour per item, but I'll only pick like three items maybe. So I think that's all. Oh no, this is a must get. I am a huge Joe Kubert fan. I knew nothing about this book, but they're doing a Joe Kubert reprint collected edition of Abraham Stone. It's 1999. It collects the complete Abraham Stone graphic novels by Joe Kubert, and I am so looking for it. Written in an art by him. That is a must-buy for me. It's a very good cover price. I am totally aboard for that. And then all the other usual stuff that I get. That takes us to IDW. I am going to be getting TMNT Janika, which is the female Ninja Turtle. She has a three-issue miniseries. The first one's $4.99. A big breakout character. The cover that I really like is the Retailer Incentive B cover, and by Freddie Williams the second, and that's the one that I want, but I gotta pay a lot for it, so I might just stick with cover A, but it depends on what they end up coming at that with. And then I get the usual stuff, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Wellington, all this stuff. Dying is easy. There is a Crow Lethe, I guess that's how you pronounce it, by Tim Seeley, an artist, Elias Kyrizis. I don't know how to pronounce that, but anything the Crow, I am in. So I'm going to be trying this out. It's only three issues. Napoleon Dynamite Valentine's Day special. This was a 5 out of 5 for me, this Napoleon Dynamite. I read issue one. I adored it so many times. I loved it. I had to tell my wife about it because we love that movie, and it hit the spot. It really did. And as we go through IDW, I'm not sure if there's anything else that I'll be talking to. Oh, I was listening to a comic book page spotlight, and somebody turned me on to a book in here that I would have missed. It's the Free Comic Book Day, the untold giveaways that fought commies, sold cars and cigars, and showed how to buy a TV and avoid VD are now saving lives. It's a comic book that runs for $50 that comes from Craig Yeo that focuses on promotional comics. And yes, they're not going to focus on the Marvel and DC Radio Shacks or the big time Disney ones that came out. This will be focusing on the ones that nobody's going to sue him over. So just keep that in mind. But I've always been a fan of promotional comics, and this is going to be cool. It really is going to be cool. And I think that's for all IDW I want to spotlight. And that takes us into Dynamite. And I am not sure I'm going to get that Army of Darkness. So I'm only going to focus on the. I buy most of Dynamite, almost everything they do. So I'm only going to point out things that jump out at me that are like brand new that you should take a look at. These replica editions, though, the magazines, they are awesome. And this is number three. I've ordered number two, and number one came out. I highly recommend that. There is an original James Bond hardcover called Reflections of Death. I think this is going to be amazing. It runs for 40, for $25, and it is written by several different writers: Benjamin Percy, who we talked about, Greg Pak, Andy Diggle, Gail Simone, Mark Russell, Vita Ayala, and Danny Lore. So I am gonna adore this. The cover is very If you're into Titans Hard Case Crime, it looks like that. That's definitely a spotlight for me. And I don't think there's a lot of number ones this month, which is very unusual. There's usually three or four, and I only saw two, and one of which I'm not getting. But some of these are really awesome. Some of these I have to get multiple covers for because they're just gorgeous. And then we get into the boom. Alienated, number 1 of 6, Simon Spurrier and Chris Wildgoose on art. A sci-fi thriller for fans of Paper Girls and Something Is Killing the Children. Boom has been sort of like making hits after hit after hit. So I'm in for this, and I'm going to get it for sure. And then I don't think there's anything like new number ones that I'm picking up besides that one. But I'm going through it. There's a lot of titles to be loved in this section, and I've read a lot of them and adored them. They're up there with Vault as being my favorite indie publisher. Ahead of Image for sure. In types of stories like that, especially. Any new number ones that I want to spotlight from Ablaze? No new number ones. I'll point out that Absolute has a new White Widow. If you're into those, I am super digging that series. They don't come often, and I am definitely going to be getting the standard $4.99 cover for sure. In terms of Action Lab, Danger Zone, I don't think there's anything new that I need to jump on that. The Man Who Fucked Up Time from Aftershock, getting that. I'm all in with Aftershock. This one's by John Layman of Chew fame, Batman fame. He did Detective for a while. He's a really good writer. He likes to play video games and smoke pot. At least that's what he said at his panel one time. Carl Mostert on art. We'll see how that goes. God Killers number one. This looks amazing interior wise. And that Tim Bradstreet cover, it's an incentive one, damn it. But that one looked tight. This is by Mark Sable and Mon House on art. Undone Blood. It's a Western. How could you turn down a Western? I have no idea. But it's a modern day Western in 1970, so we'll see how that goes. By Lonnie Nadler, Zach Thompson, with art by Sammy Cavella. A must buy. And I get all that stuff. Second Coming hardcover, definitely double dipping on that. One of my favorite series of all time. Even though I still need to finish it. So then we get to a bunch of number twos. There's no new number ones in. Oh, there is. There's a Windy and the Witch Widow number one. It's the complete first appearance of the Witch Widow that I don't know what if it was Charles Harvey that had it originally, but I'll be getting that for sure because I really dig American mythology comics. Antarctic, no new number ones, but I'm sure getting a lot of them. Oh, Offworld sci-fi double feature. I will be getting that for sure. Yep. Crimson Scorpion number one. Coming from the pages of Exciting Comics, I am behind on that, so I haven't seen him. But I will be getting that. From Antarctic Press. Archie, there's no new stuff. At least I don't Usually there's something featured that's new. Oh, there is. It's Archie meets the B-52s. I'm not a huge B-52 fan, but I do love myself Archie, so I'll be getting it. I dig Archie. There's an Archie and Friends Winter Wonderland $2.99 special. I do like these $2.99 24-page comics. I always they've been doing a lot of number ones on that, and I've been jumping in on those $2.99 ones for sure. Nothing from Avatar, only reprints, sad to say. Last Song number one from Black Mask. Number three, sorry. And number one is back in stock, so they are trying to get rid of their stock. A lot of these are trade paperbacks that I don't know if I've finished. I have to do some research on whether I have them all, and I might not, and I might have to just jump in the trade. They did offer some of the stuff during the Thanksgiving break to get like the final issue print to order, but I wasn't at a computer where I could order them, so tough shit on me. I'm gonna have to go for the trade to finish the story. It's a damn shame. So, just going through. I'm getting a lot of stuff, but there's no new stuff. There is a Spirit book, the Spirit and 80th Anniversary Celebration on page 281. I am definitely getting this. It's 80 pages, runs $12.99, has some color and black and white. It's a one shot. It's coming from a new publisher called Clover Press. It has a spotlight on the publisher, and I'll be checking that out. So, they're also putting out something Pirates. It looks like a Craig Yeo book. I have to do more research on that. And Kevin Eastman's Totally Twisted Tales. They're like 80-page giants. I'm all in on these. These look very interesting. Kevin Eastman's Twisted Tales. I want to see if that's a reprint. A New Lady Death, Scorched Earth. Those are like $4.99 books. Just for the standard cover. I do like myself some Lady Death and Chaos Comics. That's from Coffin Comics. I don't think I'll be getting anything from Fantagraphics this month. As I look through, there is a Dog Witch omnibus, the whole shebang. If you're into Don Schafer, I'm into everything that he does. But I already bought the singles of Dog Witch. I sought them out on my comic shop, and this is a collected edition of them. From Fantago Comics, there's a Screaming Horror that I'm gonna consider. It's 32 pages full color, $4.99, and a Shriek Special number one. It's $5.99, mature themes, 40 pages. I got turned on to them because somebody mailed me comics from Fantago, and that's kind of why I want to support them. And I enjoyed what I read. Nobody ever mails me comics like that, which was really cool. So I think that takes us. There's nothing new in some of the other publishers like It's Alive and Keen Spot that are number ones, but there are some subsequent issues and that I'll be getting. Mad Cave has a new Battle Cats Tales of Valdaria. They have Savage Bastards, which I'll be getting. So two new number ones out of there. I got Battle Cat since Volume 2. I missed Volume 1. And Savage Bastards is a brand new number one. It looks like a Western, which is right up my alley. Give me Western and War, and I'm all over it. So I don't know. Nothing from. Well, there's Backtrack. Looks like a new series from Oni. Mature Ages. Guilt weighs heavy on the former criminal Will Mann, Allison, who led an illicit life that left her shattered into pieces. And it looks like a car race grants the winner a chance to correct a single mistake in their life. It looks like a Death Proof or something. I don't know. It looks pretty cool. That's the first time I've ever wanted an Oni. And I can't tell the difference if that was an Oni or a Lionforge because they show their icons on both pages. So we're getting close to the end. Red 5, no new number ones, but a lot of issues I'll be getting. Scout, there's Canopus number one I'll be getting. I think that's the only new number one. I'll be getting the Last Stop trade paperback because it had a trial one issue and then it goes directly to trade. So that's the only way you can get it. I didn't get to look at this back half really well, but I don't think there's anything new from Source Point Press other than the usuals. I get stuff from Storm King. There's no new number ones there. There is a cool Titan comic called Adler. It looks really cool. It's based on some kind of video game or something. But I don't know what. The pages look pretty cool. I'm on the fence depending on what I read up on that. Wish they'd do some more hard case crime. I really wish they would. Dr. Tomorrow, this was a Claim Hero. It came out and I really enjoyed it. He's got a five-issue series coming from Valiant again. So they're reviving one of their old characters. Very cool. Definitely get it double or triple dipping on some of these, like Exo Man of War, Matt Kent Deluxe Edition, Hardcover 2, and Harbinger Wars 2 Deluxe Edition, Dr. Mirage trade paperback. That's a double dip. Finger Guns looks pretty amazing. Two troubled teenagers discover they can manipulate emotions by firing finger guns. There will be laughs, there will be tears, there will be uncomfortable teen feelings and angst, and and chaos, so much chaos. That's a new one from Vault. Vault has been like my go-to, so it's like get everything from them. A new Van Helsing from Zenoscope, a new Conspiracy Area 51. So those are two that I'll be getting for sure. And then in the manga section, I am going to be getting some stuff. I'm looking at Stratvaganza from Udon, Volume 1. I don't know what it's really about, but it's a world at war. Humans, orcs, werewolves, elves, dwarves, lizardmen, all these different things come into play and fight. It looks interesting. The big one that I'm be getting is The Drifting Classroom Volume 2. I adored Volume 1. I thought it was amazing. And as soon as I get it, I'm going to read 760 pages of it just right away because I really dug Volume 1, which is offered again. And I think that's it from the manga that I'll be getting. So that's it. I just wanted to go through preview, show you kind of spotlight what's new, what you should be looking for if you're looking for new things. And I almost lost my glasses, but they were on my head because I can't read anymore with my glasses on. So I hope you enjoyed this preview spotlight. I wanted to get one in because we usually do this on Geek Brunch, but I don't think we're going to get one in before the end of the year. So I had to put this together. And previews arrive really late for Bill. So I probably won't be doing this, but I will be doing a preview. I'll call this Mike M's preview spotlight, but I'll only be featuring like three items instead of like everything I'll be getting. So I hope you enjoyed this and let me know what you think. I'll talk to you later. Bye.